CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Introducing two great new soups from Campbell's. New Campbell's old-fashioned tomato rice soup. New Campbell's cream of vegetable soup. Two delicious new soups with real old-time flavor. Your family will love these two exciting new soups from Campbell's. Old-fashioned tomato rice and cream of vegetable. Buy both at your grocer's now.
Good morning, darling. You awake?
Oh, yes.
Oh, where are we?
I don't know. I can't see any land yet. But I feel better now that it's light out. Frankly, I don't care much about flying in the dark with thousands of miles of ocean underneath me.
Oh, boy, it doesn't bother me at all. I slept like a top. Didn't you sleep at all?
Yes, I slept after we left Rome until we got to Shannon, Ireland, and we all had to get out and sit in the airport while they refueled in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That woke me up so I couldn't sleep much since.
Oh, it's only 6 o'clock. Boy, everybody else on the plane seems to be sleeping all right. Look at Aunt Effie. She who wouldn't be able to close her eyes all night.
Yes. She and Betsy have been dead to the world since we got back on at Shannon. So were you and everyone else. I thought somebody better stay awake and keep an eye on the motors.
Oh? You've been watching them all night?
Oh, yes. Like an anxious mother, I've kept an eye on the motors and the stewardess. And she's sitting back there sort of dozing. I feel all right. What I don't like is when she suddenly springs to life and streaks up the aisle to the pilot's compartment. I want to know why.
Oh, honey, stop worrying.
Well, I imagine a dozen things, like the pilot has just buzzed her and said, "Don't tell anyone, but our tail end has just dropped off."
Oh, God, you and your imagination.
I'll be glad when we land in New York, I tell you that. Only two more hours.
Yeah. Two more hours? Oh, no, darling.
We're supposed to get in at Idlewild Airport at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock New York time, honey. Huh? Our watches are still on Rome time. There's 5 hour difference, isn't there? Sure, we got another 7 hours.
7 hours?
Now look, you try and get some sleep, and I'll keep an eye on the motors. And the stewardess.
This is Galen Drake. You know, it's kind of silly to be walking around all day when you've got muscular pain. Why don't you just rub it away the modern, greaseless way with New Minute Rub? New Minute Rub will get at that deep down pain and fast. It won't burn your skin and it's not greasy like, some of those old-fashioned, strong-smelling remedies. Minute Rub smells good, feels cool, and yet it relieves bone-deep muscular soreness. Now, it's greaseless, you know. It won't stain, won't mess up clothing or bed linens either. And by the way, Minute Rub is great for cold mysteries, too. Try it once and you'll never be without it. Minute Rub.
I just asked the stewardess, and she said we're on time, and we should be landing in New York in about half an hour.
What are you doing, Daddy?
Well, I've been filling out our landing cards. Boy, I tell you, all the cards I filled out for the customs all through Europe. You know, if every tourist has filled out as many cards and papers as I have, what in the world are you supposed to do with all of them? All those things that pile up.
I don't know, dear. What's that?
Well, it's got to be filled out, too. United States Customs Baggage Declaration and Entry.
What's it say?
The United States Customs Service extends to you a most hearty welcome on your arrival in the United States and invites your attention to certain formalities attendant to your clearance through customs. These formalities include examination of your baggage by customs. Boy, that's a polite way of saying you better not be concealing anything, huh?
Did you have to fill out all that? Do we all have to?
No, I can do it for all of us as a family traveling together.
Now,
names, passport numbers, address, where we've traveled. False statements on this form are punishable by law.
Well, I'm sure I've listed everything we bought in Europe, and I have the sales receipts, too, dear.
Wait a minute. Let me see. We don't have any alcoholic beverages with us. You don't do your Aunt Effie or any cigars. And we've been abroad more than 48 hours. Everything we've brought back is intended for gifts or personal use. Mm-hmm. We're not offering for sale.
Oh, my heavens. Look, warning. Many items of fruit or other plant material, meat and meat products, are prohibited from entry into the United States. Beth, did you have any fruit in your airline bag?
Yes, I have 2 oranges and a banana.
Well, take them out and leave them on the plane then, dear.
Why?
Well, the
government doesn't want you bringing them into the country, darling.
Well, that is just ridiculous.
Well, it happens to be a rule and regulation right here. Here, you can read it.
You mean I can't ever eat oranges and bananas again? Is it against the law now?
No, Betsy.
You just can't bring certain fruit into the United States from another country.
Of course, maybe it doesn't mean oranges and bananas, dear. It does say just many items of fruit.
If there's one thing I want to do, it's sail through customs without any trouble.
Yes, I
don't want to go through any complicated mess just because Betsy has a couple of oranges and a banana.
No.
Let's be on the safe side. We're going to just leave them on the plane.
Take them out, Betsy. We'll give them back to the stewardess. Just put them in the pocket here on the back of the front seat here.
Now, I want all your passports and your smallpox vaccination reports. Trust you haven't lost those.
No, dear, we have them.
Now, make sure, will you? Because this is where we need them. We can't get back into the country without them.
I know. Honestly, we've hung on to them all through Europe. Don't go on about it. Here they are. Here, this is mine. His passport.
And here are mine.
Here they are.
All the trouble we had in Rome after you lost your passport, you can hardly blame me for wanting to make sure. Golly, every time I think about that. After all I said to you...
Please, dear. You always act as though I'm the only person who loses things.
But
anyhow, I found my passport again.
You mean I found it?
Yes, you found it. I'm sorry.
All right, now, let's get organized. Get your hats on. Get the cameras off the rack. And for once, let's not leave anything on the plane.
Well, there's the baggage being brought in over there, dear. People seem to be getting their own and then taking it over to the counters where the customs men are.
I know. We have to get in this line over here first, probably the health inspectors.
Oh, I see.
Well, if that's the health inspectors, I am certainly going to ask them what they meant. Keeping us sitting on the plane after we got here, and then that man getting on and fumigating us with that spray gun or whatever he was doing. And this, I'm still coughing.
Now, don't start something. It's a regulation, I suppose, some kind of precaution.
And I'm inclined to agree with Aunt Effie. Mm-hmm. What kind of an impression must it give people who are coming to the States for the first time? They arrive here and get fumigated before they even get off the plane.
There's always a good reason for everything. Now, come on, please don't mention it, will you? I want to get through the customs, and over to my office so I can wind up my business in New York and we can fly on home tomorrow.
Yes, dear, we're right up.
Passport and certificate of vaccination, please.
All right, sir. All right here.
You all together?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, it's my wife and my aunt and my daughter.
How long have you been abroad?
3.5 months.
Oh, hello there.
Hi.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Good. Well, now, your wife, your aunt, and your daughter are all in order, but I don't seem to have any certificate of vaccination for you, sir.
What?
There's none here.
It was right with my passport.
I don't see any.
I just had it.
What's the matter?
He doesn't seem to have a certificate of vaccination.
Just had it on the plane, didn't I? Didn't I just...
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
You said you had it. I didn't actually see it, dear.
I was getting all our passports and our certificates of vaccination together.
Yes, I know that. And we gave you ours, Charlie.
Well, look,
but I didn't see yours.
I had it, I tell you. I know I had it.
Now, maybe you dropped it coming in from the plane.
I couldn't have dropped it. I had it with my passport with a rubber band around. There's the rubber band.
I can see the rubber band. But that won't do you much good. I'm afraid you'll have to have the certificate. I'll have to ask you to step out of line. Perhaps if you look through everything again...
Don't just pay attention, darling. You look through your pockets. I'll look in your briefcase.
And I'll go and see if you dropped it walking in from the plane.
Well, I have got it. I know that I have got it.
Well, the important thing, Mr. Piper, is that we have it. The United States government requires certificate of vaccination for readmission to the country. Next, please.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The different sound of CBS radio contains some highly familiar elements.
the popular voices of Arthur Godfrey and Gary Moore, for instance. But nowhere else in radio can you hear Arthur's great daytime mischief-making or Gary Moore's new comedy shows. Monday through Friday, climb aboard the fancy of one of the world's most unpredictable humorists on Arthur Godfrey Time on CBS Radio. Each of these same days, pick up a treasury of fun-making minted by Gary Moore with his assistant alchemist, Durwood Kirby. The delightful blandishments of Arthur Godfrey and the pleasant pleasantries of Gary Moore are just two of the regular daytime features heard every weekday. Features made possible at the Star's address through the teamwork of CBS Radio and its affiliated stations. To be in tune with the times, to be entertained royally in the bargain, to be sure, be tuned to this CBS Radio address. The Star's address. The address of Arthur Godfrey and Gary Moore. Every weekday.
I have my certificate
of vaccination on that airplane.
You didn't drop it on the way in. I looked everywhere. What? They were even nice enough to let me back on the plane, and I looked under our seats and everything.
Well,
there was no yellow card anywhere.
What will you do to him, sir? I mean, what happens now if my husband doesn't have it?
Well, it depends on where he's been. If he's been in Pakistan, we'll have to have the certificate of yellow fever vaccination.
Oh, Pakistan?
Yeah, for India, Nepal, and Laos, we'll need cholera.
Well, I haven't been in Pakistan or Nepal or India.
Bulgaria, Yugoslavia, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, we'll need a typhus report.
Bulgaria? Look, we've been in England, France, and Italy.
Well, that's the smallpox one we need.
Well, that's what I had, smallpox vaccination. Before we left, I had it in June.
But we have to have proof that you had it, Mr. Piper. Now, surely you were informed of that before you ever left the country.
Well, yes, of course. I mean, I had it. I had the certificate. I carried it with me all over Europe. I just had it on the plane.
I'm sorry, Mr. Piper. Saying you had it is not enough.
Not this. Well, what will you do to him? I mean, he isn't going to be arrested.
Oh, arrested. Oh, no. No, nothing as serious as that.
Wow.
No, but we will have to keep him in quarantine for 14 days to see if there's any...
Quarantine? 14 days?
Or, if there is no outbreak of smallpox in the country you've just arrived from, which we will have to look into, then it is possible we will merely have to revaccinate you.
Oh, when will I know?
Oh, well, that I can't say, sir. That's up to the chief health inspector.
When will he
know?
And
he'll be busy for some time. In the meantime, we'll have to hold you in quarantine. So, if you'll just follow me...
I guess Aunt Effie, Betsy, and I better go on through customs, dear. And then we'll go on to the hotel and just wait till we hear from you. Wave goodbye to Daddy, dear.
It'll be a long time before he scolds you for losing things.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Ed Bryce, and is produced by Walter Hart.